Yeah, okay, all right, it's 3 o'clock AT&T time. Okay, all right. Okay, why don't we call the meeting order and rise for our invocation. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time today and this facility that City of Ocala has. We just pray for your guidance and wisdom on how best to deal with it and the needs of the aviation community. In the name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
So, Councilor Ashen. Naomi Hunt. Jody McLaughlin, Zach Bennett, Howard.
Here.
Joe Savage.
Here.
We have four.
Barely, but we got one.
Number five, we might react to the minutes, right?
All right, well, the important people here, that's. I would consider the minutes of the prior meeting. Do we have any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
I so moved. I'll second it.
All right, moved and seconded, approved the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
It's passed. Unfinished business, master plan continuation.
We are continuing the master plan.
Yeah.
And so we're still working through the comments, trying to dig deep into the system, finding some existing navigation easements in those locations. We're trying to consolidate those and be able to list them appropriately in the master plan. Working some other aspects, some of the FAA comments, but we're still plugging away.
Okay. Any questions from the board? All right. Airport engineering consultants, selection update.
So I went to our purchasing agent downtown with the city, and I went into her office, and I said, you realize tomorrow's board meeting is the third time I have to tell them the RFP has been on your desk for 3 months. And she apologized, and she said that it would work its way out. She was off more than 7 days last week, or last month. I apologize to keep putting it off. I apologize to the galley we're loaded up with consultants out there desperately waiting to hear word from our RFP, but it's drafted, I swear, it's sitting on her desk. She just hasn't put it in her format and published it yet. All right, I got Jerry selected to be on the selection committee as well, so.
Okay.
We got everything all taken care of and out of the way, we're just waiting on her to publish it.
Should give you a timeline?
Well, last month she said it would be mid of March, so I'm just going to keep bugging her every day to make sure it's. If she says 2 weeks, it's still too late. It should be out tomorrow.
Okay, ag and lease opportunities update.
Yeah. The FAA declined our request. It had to go through their purview, and they didn't approve it. While they do allow it to a degree, they claim that you have to be in financial straits in order for them to approve such a use. And I am in the process of drafting my reply and to tell them that, you know, we're a general aviation airport that just squeaks by every year in the black. And we do everything we can to maintain that and stay in the black.
What are our potential revenue from that thing based on the number of acres?
$30,000 a year in cash, but we'll save quite a bit on fuel costs and equipment maintenance, plus our staff time, instead of being out in the tractor on the field, will be on the airfield doing what they should be doing. Instead of cutting grass around here, interacting with our tenants and ensuring that the airport's run in a safe and efficient manner. So, I still think it's a win all the way around. I've advised our potential farmer that it's probably going to eat into his current growing season, but we'll keep pushing through this.
Is there any precedent for it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few airports in Florida that already have. Williston being one.
And they're not financial straits, are they?
Well, that's the problem. What exactly is the definition of being in financial straits?
I think they actually...
Is it always in the red, or is it only a little bit in the black, or with... And that's the big problem. Because the FAA, they contradict themselves. They want you to do everything you can to be financially self-sufficient, but you can't do it this way. And I think that we can grow these crops and mitigate any potential hazard. It's far enough away from the runway environment.
Are they worried about birds?
Yeah, we're worried about everything.
Do they cite birds as a problem?
Birds can be a problem, blackbirds especially. We had the Environmental Resource Solutions do a mini study, white paper, so to speak, on the issue, and they submitted it to the FAA. And backed up my claim that we can mitigate any potential issues. They identified the potential issues and then noted how we can mitigate it. And they couldn't see any reason to deny the request. So, but the FAA is not.
All right. Fuel ops.
Last month, we actually had a pretty decent month. This is just showing the year-to-date numbers. Even last month's fuel flow, we're still about 36% down from previous year. January really killed us.
Bad weather.
Real bad weather. You know, and as you see in the operations as well, the left side compares is 2013 compared to the right side of 2014. This year we're 8,900. Year to date. This time last year we were at 9,800, so almost a full 1,000 operations off.
Okay.
And speaking about operations, I put in front of you this Air Traffic Control Tower ranking chart, this big sheet. This depicts all of the control towers in Florida, and you can see Ocala is number 42. Just above Brooksville. And Brooksville is the last one. They didn't have a full year under their belt. And we're just behind Leesburg. So we have some catching up.
And more touch and goes.
A lot more touch and goes.
Yeah, do you see how we attract more traffic?
Well, the restaurant keeps getting busier and busier. Just yesterday, we had probably 11 aircraft from Spruce Creek to come in for a breakfast. And we just have to keep pushing that and getting the word out. That certainly helps quite a bit. How many months was Tailwind down? Two? Three?
A little over three.
A little over 3 months. So we lost a... Not that they were attracting a lot of traffic by the end, but still nonetheless.
You seen any benefit from the restaurant? The increase in fuel sales or sales?
People, no.
People mainly fly and eat.
Even if I made any sales, they really don't need it. The distance they're coming from, so that's sort of a factor. But it did help. It's just get in touch with us.
Yeah. Also, how are they doing as far as the venue percentage? I assume. So.
Well. I'll never get any kind of excuse the way it's written. And they're supplying service.
And they're succeeding in your...
They're succeeding, yes. I think Matt's getting 5 pounds.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right. Room to strike. People are happy with the product. Is that the general.
And they're starting to streamline your staff. That had been a couple of people that made comments about that. It's my staff streamlining that. They're getting handled on it. But a couple of people where they had to wait too long. We've had quite a few days where there's lines waiting for the lobby.
Wow.
They are also expanding their in-flight catering, getting the word out and really pushing hard to do that. I've seen some of the presentations and it's 100% professional. It looks great. It's perfect for a Challenger, Gulfstream type crew. Top notch.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah. A couple other things that aren't on the agenda. The FAA just published their part two of their general aviation asset report. If you recall, back in 2012, they came out with the first part, and they identified four new general aviation airport categories: national, regional, local, and basic. They have 2,455 airports classified in those four areas. Ocala ended up being a nationally ranked airport, one of only a very few. But it lacked the criteria to identify where 497 other general aviation airports should fall. So this is part two of that program. They figured out that the majority of them, only a select few will remain unclassified. So you can find that report online at FAA's website if you want to check that out. Personally, I think that it's going to end up probably in the next 5 to 10 years affecting grant money and how the general aviation entitlement money is doled out to the airports. Right now, we get $150,000 a year. Doesn't matter how big of a general aviation airport you are, how small of an airport you are, $150,000. We've been bankrolling that. Next year, we'll have $450,000 available to us, and hopefully that's towards the general aviation terminal infrastructure, the parking lot, getting the utilities in place, so they'll be ready to go once we're able to get the majority of grant money to build it. So there's that, the asset report. The Florida Department of Transportation is doing their, or updating their economic survey of general aviation airports. So essentially, I reach out to our on-airport tenants, get their basic information, provide that to FDOT. They in turn contact them directly, figure out monetary issues. That way the airport is outside of that decision making and not related to it at all. It gives the report the study a little bit more credibility. The fact that we're not actually, it's an outside source that's collecting the information. So okay, that's underway. And in T-hangers, we have 9 vacancies right now. Which is
unusual.
It is a little unusual, and quite a few of them are the smaller ones, $225 a month hangers. So we're going to get the word out on Facebook and social media. And that seemed to help the last time, and word travels fast, and maybe we'll be able to film up here soon. So.
Anybody on the ramp that usually, that's who you tell, someone on the ramp that might want to.
I have 3
guy
young best person out of the plane for 1 and 4 years.
Really?
I doubt they could get interested.
They've just been sitting there for years. What kind of planes are they?
421. A couple
Cessnas.
Really?
I think there's an Archer or Piper.
Yeah,
a little
boss. Flown in 4 years. I bet they're not current.
No, probably not current. Interesting.
They pay the rent up, huh?
Well, 421 hasn't paid in 2 months, and I tried calling them for almost 3 months, and their phone didn't
connect. Who owns that?
I don't know what to do with that.
Who owns that?
A lady, and I can't remember what account she lived in. The son died, the father died, the uncle died, the brother died, they were going to try to sell it. She was paying pretty steady for, 4 years or so. And all of a sudden, the phone disconnected, and the lady was kept on.
I might have to write you a letter.
Get it off the record.
At least give you some ammunition to try to light a fire under them to do something.
I can't get hold
of. Well, you can write to the address.
We can put a mechanic's link on it.
Yeah. Something. Storage room.
Yeah.
The maintenance shop. How's it doing?
I was just talking to Brian right before I came up here, and they have made a decision in Gainesville to do more piston maintenance in Gainesville. Everything's on Joe Valley.
Okay.
So that's good news.
It is.
And I asked him about, contacting the fractionals, and they hired a new sales guy that's supposed to be trying to do that. That's just found money to make more money for these fractionals. I mean, they might need to get full scale maintenance on insurance, but they could change a light bulb or, some of the basic things that they're going to do in other locations. So seen a little bit of...
Good. Glad I interrupted you.
Well, I was going to ask Tracy to talk a little bit about Avgas, some of the issues that she's been having.
Yeah. First, is there a fuel plan update?
Other than city council approved the contract, and we're waiting on a bond letter and final approval from the FAA on the site, and that takes a couple more weeks to get that. We're moving forward.
Avgas is, you know, for months now having problems getting it. And then when you do get it, you're paying freight wherever, you know, where you're going to end up. I'm very lean right now on Avgas and trying to hold out till Saturday so I can get it from airplanes, which is still higher than freight, but better than getting it from North Georgia, Texas, or some places in New York sometimes if they've had furniture for it before. So I'm doing what I can to keep prices down as much as I can. Like I said, we're very lean right now. I'm making it until Saturday.
Can I mention somebody ran out of games?
An internist ran out of JetBlue. I don't know why they ran out of JetBlue. It was JetBlue. Either they couldn't afford to buy any, or they just didn't keep in the queue, or there's no reason to run out of JetBlue. I mean, I actually paid a little bit extra because we were on Sunday last week. But because we needed to go out.
The past couple of weeks have been outstanding out here with the HINTS program coming to a close.
It's been unbelievable. I want to time to thank the tower. You guys have been awesome. I've been calling in and saying, hey, you know, send the Gulf Street to the city grants and you a little bit of guidance, you know, just give a heads up and people come in, they'd be great. And Matt's guys too have helped us a lot. They've actually been out there helping us with running stuff around. And some of the base customers, like, there was one day Alvaro was up there driving the guys in that brand new Gulf Stream up to their plane. I was up there playing a weird jet out, and I see Alvaro go by with the pilot. It's been a bit crazy, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of traffic for the sale.
The sale, I mean, the final day hits them on Monday. And then plus driving is having a private sale of his office. So there's a lot of we were late Monday night because the incident didn't start till 6.
I had to go through Las Vegas on the way to where I was going, and man, what a busy place that was. A lot of sweet looking planes out there coming on the general aviation ramp.
Did you see the all white 737 with the red stripe on it?
I didn't. That was a particular one.
Go to Area 51.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like, what is
they
that?
Go to Area 51. They leave Vegas and they go to Area 51 with their load of scientists, whatever, and then they come back.
What is Area 51? I'm sorry.
The UFOs are still
right. Oh, okay.
It doesn't exist. That's why we haven't heard of it.
I see.
We have had, we've added two more locations to Landmark Seattle. I fell in field about Galvin. And just last week, we were at Atlantic City. And Atlantic City is huge because we're doing all the airline and NGA there, including baggage handling, ticketing, and fueling.
And you're stuck here in the low locale.
So since Tracy mentioned the fact that I gained 5 pounds on record, since you brought up Atlantic City, I have to advise everybody that my mom grew up in Atlantic City when it was very much different. And she was actually Miss Atlantic City back in the 50s.
Oh, right. So that's where you get your good looks from, right? All right, what else you got? Anything else, Matt?
That's my report.
All right, board members, anything? Any questions, comments? Any comments from members of the audience? Carrie, how's it going?
We're hanging in there.
That's what your partner says all the time. Hanging in there.
We're still here.
Glad to hear it. The rest of you guys are consultants. All right, welcome. Sorry there wasn't more to tell you.
Hold tight.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's the fellow's name in town?
Howard Burnham.
Jeez, just if I can remember, maybe.
You used to call Dale Van Cleve, but I don't think it is anymore.
All right.